Beaver Dam football team continues to get ready for Watertown, the 104th meeting between the two squads. We bring in head coach Brock Lindy. Coach, how many of those 104 do you think you've been involved with between Beaver Dam and Watertown?
Quite a few, but we're not on the winning side of the rivalry, so I got quite a few more to go here to get us on the right path.
Coach, coming off the shutout victory over KML, it's hard to shut a team out at any level, isn't it? And can you kind of talk about where your defense was at last week when you looked at the film, leaving that goose egg up on the board?
Yeah, just really nice to see a collective effort from everybody. Kind of takes a lot of people to stop an offensive scheme like the one they have. So we gave some things up, and we were not disciplined the entire time. But when push came to shove and we needed to stop, we got it. And our kids buckled down and were able to learn a lot of good lessons from the film. So, just really pleased with how everybody stepped up and had some guys in some new spots and a couple new starters out there on defense, and just really, really pleased with how they responded.
Now, obviously, against that scheme last week, you had to stay assignment sound, but did you feel like they were flying around a little bit more on defense and playing a little mojo, playing downhill a little bit?
Yeah, I thought our team speed looked really good on Friday, probably the best it's looked. I think part of that is getting some kids back off of the injury list, and just a little bit extra hunger, maybe a little more urgency now that we're starting conference play. So I actually had to tell some of our kids to slow down a little bit on Friday. They were overrunning some things and over pursuing. So, you know, we're not always going to have that issue. There's going to be some really darn good teams that we play coming up here and teams that have good speed. So, just going to need to continue to give that effort that we gave on Friday.
Did you feel like you saw some cohesiveness in your offensive line? I mean, you had over 300 yards rushing, almost 500 yards in total offense. Do you feel like you saw a little cohesiveness there with some guys getting back in there?
Yeah, like I said on the interview last week, we kind of been juggling kids to different positions, and that just happens when you're in and out of personnel. It was just really nice to see some production from the offensive line group, and then also obviously to get the running backs going and kind of blocking for one another, and sprang some big runs, which is helpful, and just excited to get the ground game going.
Watertown coming to town, Coach. They only have one win, but they've had kind of a meat grinder of a schedule here through the first 5 weeks. So when you look at Alex Krogan's squad, what challenges do they bring you?
Yeah, they're an improved team from last year for sure. They've certainly had some starters coming back from their squad last year, and they got some size and pride in the rivalry. So you just kind of throw out the record books. I know that's cliche, but you throw out the record books when you're playing in a rivalry game, and we know that every week they're going to be working to get better, and it's conference schedule for them. So kind of do or die time for everybody right now. Excited to have them at home and excited to continue our growth and our progression as a team.
Do you feel that rivalry coming back though? Cause you mentioned you were gone a couple of years, just with the way conferences have been realigned. But I mean, we saw on our broadcast, you saw Watertown people jumping in games and making comments and things. Do the kids feel this like it's Packers Bears or Packers Vikings right now? Do they take it that deep into the rivalry now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they should. It's a tremendous rivalry. It's close geographically, and this is just, you got to have rivals in football. And unfortunately, we've been jumping around conference after conference after conference, and it's hard to find the team that you want to kind of go up against as and just to claim that this is our rival. We feel pretty confident that we're going to be able to continue with Watertown on our schedule for many years to come, whether it's in a conference or a non-conference. So, I want our kids to recognize that their parents or their grandparents might have played in this rivalry too, and that this is a big one for us.
Coach, is it too early now that you kind of know where you're at with the playoff matrix and such? It's kind of published. Is that something you look at right now? And how do you approach that, knowing you can kind of see the numbers where you're at, trying to get to that top 32 in Division II?
Yeah, I mean, it's out there, but like, we just need to win football games. So it doesn't do us any good to look at anything other than just the game in front of us. And if we keep winning, then we'll make the playoffs. And if we don't, then we're not going to make the playoffs. So, the formula's out there, and we can't control who wins and who loses other than our own team. So we're just going to keep taking it game by game. And if we get enough points at the end of the season to make the playoffs, then we'll be in, and that'll be exciting.
Coach, what are keys to the game against the Goslings on Friday night?
Continue to play physical, stay disciplined on both sides of the ball, let our special teams do some continued special things for us, and just manage our emotions, playing at home, only our second home game of the year. Just manage the emotions and the flow of the game, and above all else, play together as a team.
Coach Brock Lindy, thanks for the time. If people can't make the trip to Durleath, you can hear it on ESPN Beaver Dam, watch it on Daily Dodge TV. Coach, thank you.
Thanks, Wade. Go Beavers.